Back here on Earth, high blood pressure is a strong predictor of heart disease and strokes. So finding a way to manage it effectively is a top priority for patients and doctors. Well, now a team think they've found a way to improve how we treat high blood pressure without adding a huge cost or time burden. They're using measurements people take themselves. Chris met up with study author Jonathan Mant to hear how.
About a third of people in the UK already measure their own blood pressure. But then the problem is that GPs don't really do anything with those readings. They tend to use the readings that they or their practice nurses take themselves. So the question that we wanted to ask was, if GPs systematically made use of the readings taken by patients at home, would that improve the blood pressure control?
Why should there be a difference between the measurements that I get at home versus if I came and sat in a GP surgery and got them to do it?
Measurements taken at home, paradoxically, are more reliable. This is because many people, when they go to the GP surgery, are a bit anxious about what their blood pressure might be. So often their blood pressure is higher when they take it in the GP surgery.
It's usually because they can't find a car parking place.
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose the other thing I should say about blood pressure measurement at home is that you can take blood pressure lots of times, because what we're aiming to treat when we're trying to lower blood pressure is actually what the true kind of underlying blood pressure is. And if you just take one or two random readings in a clinic, that's not a very accurate gauge of what the true underlying blood pressure is. But at home, you can take it several times a day, several days a week. And so therefore, you do get a better representation of what the underlying blood pressure was.
So how did you do the trial?
We recruited 140 general practices. And within those practices, we recruited about 1,200 people who had high blood pressure. And then those 1,200 patients were randomly assigned to one of three groups. The first group was usual care, so that the GP was left to manage their blood pressure in the normal way. The second and third groups were both given blood pressure machines to measure their blood pressure at home, and they were trained how to use those machines. And we asked them to take their blood pressure morning and evening, every day for a week, 1 week per month. Now, one group we asked to send the blood pressure readings back by post to the practice. The other, third group, sent the blood pressure readings back by SMS messaging.
Right, so all this data is aggregated. What do you do with all that information?
Two things. The patients have a postcard system that warns them if their blood pressure is too high or too low. And so if they find their blood pressure is too high, they're encouraged by the postcard to go and see their general practitioner. The practices were asked to review all the readings they received every month and make appointments for people where they had concern. And then we asked the general practitioners to titrate the blood pressure lowering medications according to those blood pressures.
So the GPs are able to react to that information coming in and adjust the patient's treatment, but they haven't actually critically had to take up an appointment space and had to see the patient while all those measurements were actually being made. So this potentially sounds a lot more efficient then.
It's a lot more efficient, and it's part of it. It's giving the control to the patient rather than to the GP, and the GP doesn't actually need to measure the blood pressure at all.
When you then follow up and see what happens to the blood pressures of these different groups of people, how do they all compare?
At 6 months, there was significantly lower blood pressure in the group that was self-monitoring and using text messages to get the information back to their GP. At 12 months, there was significantly lower blood pressure in both the self-monitoring groups.
The differences in blood pressure, were they clinically significant? As in, I could say, well, something statistically significant, the blood pressure is a very small amount lower, but actually that's not really going to make a big difference to my heart attack or stroke risk. Is it clinically significant here?
Yes, it was. We found that the blood pressure in the self-monitoring groups was lower by 4 millimetres of mercury. Now, that may not sound much, but that equates into about a 20% reduction in the risk of stroke and about a 10% reduction in the risk of heart attack.
Promising work, so it sounds like it could make a real difference. That was Jonathan Mant at Cambridge University, and that work was published in the Lancet Medical Journal.